Yesterday, something really sad and terrible happened in my country, in America.
昨天呢，在我们的国家呢，发生了一些非常悲剧、难过的事情。
It's a black day in America.
这个在美国来说是一个黑色的星期五。
Because yesterday our Supreme Court redefined marriage and said that homosexual marriage, that's normal.
因为我们的法院的高等法庭，他们决定通过说，同性恋呢是一个正常的婚姻。
And if you had told me that would happen 30 years ago, I would have laughed at you. I said we will never accept homosexual marriage.
若是30年前你跟我这样讲同性恋是一个合法的婚姻，我们都会被觉得非很好笑的事情。
But we've done it.
但是我们却是通过了。
And a lot of people in my country, they're rejoicing. They should be mourning, but they're rejoicing.
结果在我们的国家，这件事情应该是很忧伤，应该是哀痛，可是他们却是为这心而感到欢喜庆祝。
But you know what it is? It's insanity.
这是实在是一件非常悲哀而不道德的事情。
Turn in your Bible to Psalm 14.
我们打开诗篇十四篇。
Verse 2.
第二节。
The Lord looked down from heaven upon the sons of men to see if there were any who understand, who seek after God.
耶和华从天上垂看世人，要看有明白的没有，有寻求神的没有。
They have all turned aside together, they have become corrupt, there is no one who does good, not even one.
他们都偏离正路，一同变为误会，并没有行善的，连一个也没有。
Now, my first subject this morning is on the fallen nature of man.
我今天早晨的第一个主题呢，就是讲到人的堕落。
And you cannot understand who man is unless you look at what God says about man.
我们没有办法了解什么是人，除非我们从神的角度来看。
And one of the reasons we are not able to help people more like in psychology, secular psychology, is they don't truly understand who man is.
我们没有办法从心理学的角度来看，因为他们没有办法让我们真正了解什么是人。
When I majored in psychology many years ago,
当我在读心理学很多年之前，
and I was very disappointed because they treated the human being like a machine.
我非常的感觉到悲哀，因为他们把人当作是一个机器。
They always focused on the body, and they did not consider that we have a spirit also.
他们把我们当作是一个人，是一个人体，他们没有把我们当作我们有灵魂。
You know, and so we understand the Bible teaches God created man three parts. We have a body, a soul, but also a spirit.
但是当我们从圣经的角度来看的时候，我们知道人是有人体、灵还有魂。
And if you ignore the spiritual part of man, then you will never be able to really understand man.
当我们忽略了人的灵的部分，我们就永远没有办法认识了解什么是人。
And when you try to help him to change, you're not going to be able to help him very much.
若是我们想要帮助这个人要改变的话呢，我们不认识这个灵的部分，我们没有办法帮助他们改变。
Now turn to Ecclesiastes.
我们来看这个传道书。
Chapter 9.
第九章。
Verse 3.
第三节。
And this is an important statement about the nature of man.
这个是讲到人类非常重要的人的个性。
In verse 3 it says, this is an evil in all that is done under the sun, that there is one fate for all men. Furthermore, the hearts of the sons of men are full of evil, and insanity is in their hearts throughout their lives. Afterwards, they go to the grave.
第九章三节，在日光之下所行的一切事，有一件祸患， 就是众人所遭遇的都是一样，并且世人的心充满了恶，活着的时候心里狂妄，后来就归死人那里去了。
And so here it says two important things about man and his nature.
在这里呢，说叙述了两件非常关于重要关于人还有他们的性格。
It says first of all we're full of evil.
在这里说我们充满了恶。
And then it says something really radical, very strong.
然后在这里他又叙述了一件非常激烈的一种形容词。
It says insanity is in our heart throughout our life.
然后就讲到这个人的心里面充满了狂妄。
And so a question, I want to start off with the question. The question is, what is the real nature of man?
在这里我要用一个问题来开始，所以要问到底什么是人的一种个性。
And you know, we're talking about the ministry of counseling, and in order to counsel people, we have to understand the true nature of man.
当我们讲到要在讨论到这个辅导的课题的时候，我们必须要了解属于人的一种性格问题。
And there are three possible answers to what the nature of man is.
到底人的性格是属于怎么样的呢？
First, we could say, well, man is basically good in his heart.
基本上我们认为人的性格是美好的，是善良的。
Secondly, we could say, well, man is neither good nor bad. He's neutral in his heart.
也有人说人的心是不是也是善也是好的也是恶的，就是一半一半。
And the third possibility is that we can say that man is basically bad or evil in his heart.
然后第三种可能性就是人都认为人的心是恶的。
Now I want to consider each of these possibilities because this is really important so that we can understand the real nature of man.
那我们要从这三方面来认识，因为这对我们了解人的性格上是有重要的。
So let's say that man is basically good in his heart.
若是我们从这个人基本上他们的心是善良的美好的。
And so then if that is really true, then we no longer need governments, we no longer need policemen.
若是这个是事实的话，我们就不需要政府，我们也不需要有警察。
We can tell all the policemen, you know, I'm sorry, you're out of a job, go home. We don't need you anymore.
我们就可以跟对警察说，对不起，你可以回家了，我们不需要你，你可以，你我们就这个是社会不需要你。
And we have all these laws against crime, and we can just throw away all the laws. We don't need those laws anymore either.
同时我们在这个社会上也不需要法律，我们可以这些立法法律都可以全部消除。
Because, you know, man, he's good.
因为人是已经美好了。
He'll naturally do what's right, naturally do what's good.
然后人自然的就会做美好的事情，做对的事情。
So what would happen in any culture in the world if we did that, if we fired all the policemen?
若是在一个社会里面，我们把所有的警察都开除了。
And if we threw away all our criminal laws,
若是我们把所有刑法的律法都废掉了，
well, in a short time we'd have anarchy.
若是这样的话，我们就成为了一个没有制度的一个国家。
But you know, I am a father also. My wife and I, we have three daughters.
我也是一个父亲，我跟我的妻子，我们有三个女儿。
And we noticed from the beginning of their life, we didn't have to teach them to be bad. That came very natural.
我们就察觉到，我们不需要去教导我们的孩子学坏，他似乎就是天生就是这样懂的。
We had to teach them to obey us and follow rules.
我们必须要教导他们怎么样来了解、认识、来甚至来顺服法律或者是一些规律。
Now, what happens to any child if you never discipline it, if you never correct that child and you allow the child to grow up without any discipline?
若是你想过，若是我们从来就没有教育、没有管教这个孩子，让他自由的、放任的成长。
Well, if the heart of man is good, then that child should grow up to be a very good person naturally.
假若我们的心都是好的，应该这个孩子的成长将来他长大，他也是成为一个好的人。
You know, if they do something wrong, we just have to tell them once, that's wrong, don't do it again, and be because they're good, they'll do the right thing.
所以若是他是一个好人，我们只要跟他说一次，他以后他就不会再去犯错。
But when a child grows up and it does not get any discipline, we say that child is spoiled.
当我们讲到一个没有管教的一个孩子，我们会说这个孩子是被宠坏了。
And that person does not grow up to be a good human being.
这样的人可能长大以后，他不会成为一个非常正常、一个好的一个人。
And so then we have to conclude that man is not basically good in his nature.
所以根据这样的一个推论的时候，我们就觉得人呢，基本上不是天生就是好的。
And that's actually a pretty obvious observation.
在这种观察里面，其实蛮准确的。
So then let's consider the second possibility.
我们就来看看第二个可能性。
We can say, well, man, he's not good, he's not bad, but he develops through his environment the way he grows up.
我们就会假设就是人呢也不好也不坏，但是在他的成长过程里面，然后影响到他成为好坏。
And so that means then, if we just educate him the right way, then he'll grow up to be a good person.
我们的假设就是，假如我们能够给他正确好的教育，他成长就成为一个好的人。
And if we could say, well, the problem is poverty, so we take away poverty and supply all his needs, then he will grow up and become a good person.
我们就认为，假如他很贫穷，我们把这些贫穷的都拿开，那么他长大，他的成长，他就能够成为一个好的人。
Well, you know, we live in the a generation where we have more knowledge, great knowledge than any generation in history.
说实在的，我们生活在这个时代，比任何一个时代里面，在传媒、在资料上，我们都是更加的丰富。
And we have universities all over the world.
我们这世界各地都有大学。
Also, we have the greatest prosperity of any time in all history.
可以说在历史以来，我们在这个时代里面是最富裕的一个时代。
Especially in the Western world, but even like now in China, Taiwan.
特别在西方国家，同时在中国台湾。
You know, I've taught in a university in Taiwan.
我曾经在台湾的大学教书。
And I asked my students, when you grew up, did you ever worry about being hungry, about having a meal? Anybody ever worry? Raise your hand, you know, if you've ever been worried about that.
我就问这些学生，你们当中有没有会担心，当你们长大以后，你们举手让我知道会不会担心你会饥饿。
And nobody raised their hand.
没有任何一个人举手。
They never worry about eating, you know, they just, that's an automatic thing. There's no problem to have something to eat.
对他们来讲，他们一点都没有担忧，因为他们不会缺乏任何的食物。
And so then, in the parts of the world where we have great education and abundance of food and everything, then people should be good.
假若在这个世代一切都丰富，我们也没有缺乏，我们有食物，我们有资讯， yeah. 我们应该成长成为一个好的人。
But they're not.
但是这个不是事实。
And as a matter of fact, you know, we still have a lot of crime, and we still have wars all over the world.
说实在的，事实刚刚好相反，世界上确实还有很多的战争，还有很多的 trouble。还有很多的麻烦，还有很多的犯罪案。
You know, the history of the world is a history of constant warfare from the beginning all the way up to the modern age.
这个人类的历史其实就是有很多的征战，属灵的征战，从开始一直到世界的末了。
In the last century, they thought, you know, we have all these modern inventions and new science, and we're going to get rid of all the problems of mankind.
在过去的一百年里面，这有很多科学的发明，他们就会发现到，我们可以把过去所有的问题都可以消灭掉。
You know, there was great hope at the beginning of 1900.
在19世纪的时候，我们不是1900年的左右的时候。
But then what happened during that century?
在那一个年代，到底发生什么事情呢？
We went through terrible wars and millions and millions and millions of people died.
在那个时代就有很多的战争，有 千千万万的人都死亡。
And all that science, you know, it produced good things, but also very evil things.
在那个时代，虽然科学的产物带来很多的祝福，有很多的好的事情，但是当中也造成很多人死亡。
And so now we have military weapons that are so terrible we can destroy every living thing on this planet.
我们都知道这个科学的发明制造了一种所谓的毁灭性的武器，这个可以把我们整个人类都毁灭的。
And so then if man is basically neutral, he's neither good nor bad, then a good education should teach him how to be a good person.
假若人是不好也不坏，但是假若有好的教育，应该把这个人教育成一个好的人。
But that has not happened.
但是这个也没有发生。
And so then we come to the third possibility, and that is that man is basically evil in his heart.
然后我们就来到第三个可能性，就是人的心都是邪恶的。
Now there's an interesting science called anthropology.
在我们有一个非常有趣的一个科学的领域，就是叫做人类学。
And at the beginning of this century, anthropologists were going all over the world and studying many cultures.
这些人类学家呢，就到世界各地去来设法研究各种文化人类的历史。
And through all these studies, they gathered a great deal of information about many, many cultures all over the world.
他们通过这个研究收集资料，来认识了世界各种不同的人种，他们的文化。
And in their examination, they wanted to discover what the natural nature of man is.
他们想要发现的就是什么是一个天然人的一种性格。
And so they had the idea that they would take the common things in every culture and put those common things together.
然后他们就收集了所有的资料，将一个共同点把它放在一个平台上。
And then when they had done that, they would find the natural basic personality of man.
然后他们就发现了一个共同人类一个天然的一种性格。
Now that's very logical, isn't that very good thinking? I mean, that's a logical thing.
我相信我们都会认为他们这样做是一个非常有合乎逻辑的一种做法。
And so then, they begin to examine all these different parts of personality. For example, a woman naturally loves her baby.
他们就开始来分析这些所收集的这种各种人类性格的一些资料，比如一个母亲很天然的、自然的就会爱她的孩子。
We say, well, that would be a natural thing in the woman. Every woman would naturally love her child. That's natural.
我们都会觉得认为每一个母亲都是非常自然的要爱他们的孩子。
But then they found cultures where the mothers hated their babies and didn't love them at all.
但是他们也发现到在有一些文化里面，他们有一些母亲也不爱他们的孩子，而且是仇恨他们的孩子。
And so after a lot of work, many years of work and a study, they eliminated every possible aspect of personality except for one part of personality.
他们经过多年的一些探讨，然后累计归纳，他们只最后归纳出一个可能性。
And then they begin to examine more carefully this one aspect of personality.
他们就非常详细的来研究查看这一个剩下来的一个所谓的人类的性格。
And they were amazed because they found this in great detail in every culture.
结果他们发现到所有几乎每一个文化里面都有这样的一个共通点。
And you could describe in great detail in one culture this aspect and go to any culture in the world and it's exactly the same details.
而且你可以用非常详细的一些情况来分析这一个通点特点呢，而且这个是对几乎每一个文化民族他们都有这样的一个共同点。
And so then they have to conclude without any doubt this is the natural nature of man.
然后他们就将做这样一个所谓的一个结论呢，认为这就是所谓人的一个自然人的一种性格。
And so what is that one characteristic that's universal?
到底什么是这个是世界 共通的一个这样的一个性格呢？
It's insanity.
就是人没有失去理智，就是没有道德，没有理智。
You know, there's different kinds of insanity, like bipolar, you know.
比如我们有些人讲他没有理智，就是他有一个双重人的性格。
Or schizophrenia.
或者是精神分裂。
But they found all these forms of insanity in every culture.
然后他们就发现到在每一几乎每一个文化里面都有这种问题。
So then the conclusion is the natural nature of man is insanity.
发现到人一个自然的一种性格会真是没有理智，失去理智。
It's just like we read it in the Bible in Ecclesiastes. That's what the Bible says.
刚才我们读的传道书里面就像圣经所这样说的。
And actually our culture has rules in it, and those rules restrain, they hold back the evil in the hearts of men.
因为我们有这个在社会上有律法，有道德，有一些法则，然后当人想去犯罪的时候，然后就会有限制他们，让他们不会自然的去犯罪。
And so actually the rules of culture are really important to restrain or hold back the evil in the hearts of men.
因为这种规律或者是律法在这个社会里面，就让人要去犯罪的时候，他们会审视，他们不敢随便轻举妄动。
We need those policemen.
我们需要这些警察。
We need all those criminal laws.
我们需要这些刑法的法律。
But also we need our social laws, like laws against homosexuality.
我们也同时是需要这个社会的一些律法，比如我们要反对这个同性恋。
And so when we start throwing away all our old cultural laws and rules, then, you know, society disintegrates.
当我们把旧有的这些美好的律法规则放去的时候，我们整个社会就崩溃了。
And so then, you know, that's what's happening today.
你知道吗？这样的事情就是在今天不断的发生。
Now, I want to give you another term for insanity. What is insanity?
另外一个我要给你们看到的就是所谓这个失去理智，甚至到一种疯狂的一种地步，是什么意思？
First of all, and primarily, it's just sin in the heart.
基本上就是因为人心里面有罪。
You know, if we can get rid of sin in the heart, then we will be sane.
若是我们能够把心里面的罪除掉，我们就会有理智，或者是就不会疯狂了。
And so then, I think it's interesting, it's important to understand insanity also, because we want to understand the natural man.
若是我们要认识我们的这个自然的人的性格，我们必须要认识什么是叫做疯狂。
Now, 5 years ago, they came out with a major study of teenagers in my country, in America.
5年前，他们在美国呢有做一个关于青少年的一种学习跟分析，认识他们。
And in the report back in 2010,
在2010年的时候有一个这样的报告。
So we're 5 years past that.
大概是已经超过5年了。
But at that time they found half of all teenagers suffer from some mental disorder.
他们发现呢有超过一半以上的少年人、青少年人，他们有这些精神上的一些问题。
And so this is a big study, very large study done of teenagers from the age of 13 to 19.
这是关于相当大部分的青少年人从13到19岁的这一方面的一种对他们的研究。
And they found that 51% of the boys had some kind of emotional disorder, mood disorder.
他们发现了有81%的人呢，这些少年人的男生呢，有这种精神上的一些不正常。
49% of the girls had some kind of mental disorder.
在女生上面有49%的女生，她们在情绪精神上不正常。
And so then, you know, the insanity is increasing. the percentage of people that are having emotional problems in our culture is increasing every year.
在我们这个时代，这些文化里面，人青少年人，特别刚才提到的，是在他们的理智，在他们的疯狂的这种没有办法掌控的情绪里面。
That's an effect of sin. When we allow more and more sin, then we're going to have more and more insanity.
其实当我们接纳越来越多的罪在心中的时候，我们的人的心就越来越不能自制，也变得越来越疯狂。
And so it's not just some kind of a theory. It's something that's really happening in our culture.
这个不是只是理论，这个是事实上在我们的文化里面一直在发生。
You know, when I come home to America, I'm alarmed and I feel depressed about what's happening in my own country and Canada.
当我回到美国，也来到加拿大，我是有某一种程度的讶异和忧郁，因为我看到这个国家，我真的不知道这个国家到底发生了什么事情。
Because there's an increasing loss of moral values, you know.
因为在这个国家里面，急速的在许多人的人的伦理道德上在下降。
There's greater and greater dishonesty and cheating and lying.
然后在人与人之间有许许多多的欺骗，还有许多的伤害。
Recently we had a professor in one of our universities, he got disgusted with the students and he flunked them all. He gave them all an F.
因为在这个大学里面有一个学生，让这个大学教授不开心，然后他就让这个学生所有的科目都不及格。
And the class he was teaching was supposed to test them after they had all this other education to test them to see they had really learned what they're supposed to learn.
这个考试呢，其实就是要考他们到底他们在这个课程里面他们学习了些什么。
And most of them were failing. They hadn't learned it, and they didn't care.
虽然他们很多人都有所学习，但是有些人根本就不在意，无所谓。
And so he got disgusted, and he failed them all, and then he resigned as a teacher.
然后他就发现了这些学生们根本就不在乎，然后他把他们就把成绩让这些学生不及格，然后他就把他们。他就辞职，他不干了。
And they had him. They interviewed him on TV.
然后呢，电视媒体呢就来访问他。
And he said, you know, I've got like 80 letters from other professors, and they say, good job, you got guts. Thank you for doing that.
然后呢，他这个媒体就说，我收到有另外80位教授。来称赞你这种行动是了不起的，你是很有勇气的。
You know, we want to do that, but we don't have the courage to do what you did, and we really admire you for what you did.
然后他告诉这个访问，就告诉这个教授说，我非常羡慕你，你有的勇气，你敢做敢当，就你有行动。
But of course, when our young people become more and more out of control,then they have more and more mental illness.
但是当我们的年轻人他们越来越失去控制的时候，他们有更多越来越多的在精神上的疾病出现。
And everybody needs a pill, some kind of pill to survive.
然后在这样的情况里面，他们就需要有各种的药物来帮助他们生存。
Now there's three important levels of insanity, and I want to go through with them with you this morning.
今天早晨我要跟你们来看其中三种的，真的人类的不能自制，甚至到疯狂的一种地步。
And the lowest level, the first level, we call it character disorders.
这种其中一个最基础的一个所谓疯狂的现象，就是所谓人格上的一种失调。
And this is what we say. It's bad behavior that's not accepted within our society.
就是在这个社会上不能够被接纳的一种行为。
For example, there's immoral forms of immorality.
比如某一种行动上的一种不道德的行为。
Like rape.
比如强奸。
And incest.
比如是 乱伦
drug addiction,
滥用药物
alcoholism,
醉酒
and what we call the sociopath,
另外一种就是社会一种不正常的一种行为
and you know, a lot of sociopaths, they become criminals, so we would say every criminal is sociopathic.
我们一般都讲让任何在社会上他们犯罪的人呢他们就是有一种所谓的一种社会犯罪行为在他们的生命里面
and so these are all forms of mental illness although somebody has a drug addiction we don't usually say he's mentally ill but he's mentally ill
一般来讲一个滥用药物的人呢我们都不会说他是有精神病但是基本上他是在精神上有一些状况
Now I majored in psychology way back in 1972
我在1972年的时候呢我是主修心理学
And at that time homosexuality was called a character disorder a mental illness
当时候的同性恋呢是被称为人格不正常的一种行为
And so, you know, I studied that and they had therapies for it and they were helping a lot of people. They were homosexual.
当时候有这些教授老师就帮助着许多在心理对同性恋有倾向的人帮助他们能够度过
And this is not through Christianity. This is just secular psychology.
这不是基督教这是只是在一般社会的心理学的这些教育
but they were able to help about 50% of homosexuals to change and become normal heterosexual
结果在这样的一个教育里面能够帮助到 50% 有这种倾向的人或者是同性恋的人能够改变他们成为正常一个正常的人
and homosexuality was not considered to be natural
你要知道同性恋呢不是一个自然的一种现象
You were not born that way
我们不是出生来就是同性恋
It was a learned behavior
这是一个可以学习的一种行为
And it was caused by growing up in a dysfunctional family
因为他们生活在一个非常不健全不健康的一个家庭
When actually there's a number of things that cause it but that was the biggest thing
虽然还有很多的原因造成同性恋但是这个是最基本的一个原因
it can also be caused by homosexual rape of a child
或者是当他小的时候曾经受到这个同性恋的性侵犯
because your first experience as a child has a very powerful effect on all your life your first sexual experience
因为对一个小孩子他第一次的性经验呢对他有非常大的影响
andSo then in 1973, everything changed.
但是到了1973年的时候有好多的事情就在开始改变。
Why did it change?
为什么会改变?
Well, San Francisco is a leading city in my country for homosexuality.
在我的国家呢三藩市呢是带头在这一个特别是在同性恋的这一个课题里面
and there were some homosexuals that got together and they said you know we must change this in psychology or people will never accept us
他们就这有这样的一群人就聚集在一起他们说我们要把心理学的定义给它改变要不然的话他们永远都不能够接纳我们
and so it just so happened you knowWe have a society, a national society of psychiatrists in America.
你知道吗？在美国有一个组织，就是精神协会这样的一个组织。
And every year they have a convention in a different city in America.
然后他们在美国不同的城市里面就有一些研讨会。
And in 1972, they decided to have their convention in San Francisco.
然后1992年，他们有一个这样的一个研讨会他们决定是在三藩市
and so they're having their convention in San Francisco and into this convention walk a bunch of homosexuals
在这个研讨会里面在三藩市的研讨会里面就有一群同性恋者来参与
And they boldly walked right up to the front of the meeting and grabbed away the microphone from the speaker.
然后他们就走到这个讲台前面来，把这个讲主讲的人的这个麦克风呢，就把它抢过去。
And then they began to attack the psychiatrists that were there.
然后他们就开始来攻击这些所谓的精神科的医生。
They said, you know, you people that you hate us, you're discriminating against us.
他们所发出来的言论就是说，你们歧视我，你们仇恨我。
You're just a bunch of bigots.
你们就是什么
？A bigot, you know the term? Anyway, you know, you hate us, and we're normal like everybody else.
你歧视你们就是仇恨我。我是跟其他的人所有都是一样的，只是你们仇恨我。
And they were lecturing and yelling at those psychiatrists, and they wouldn't stop.
然后他们就在那里嘲笑，然后就在那边吼叫，他们不停止的就是这样的来攻击这些精神科医生。
And so the psychiatrist had to stop their convention; they couldn't continue.
然后这一群医生在一起，他们就没有办法进行这个研讨会。
The next year, they had the same convention in another city, and the same thing happened.
然后他们到另外一个城市去的隔年，有同样的一些研讨会，同样的事情发生。
They followed those psychiatrists to that convention meeting, and they walked up to the front and grabbed the microphone away again.
他们无论到哪个城市，这群人就跟到哪里去，就是同样事情发生。
Started lecturing those psychiatrists on how bad and evil they were.
然后就开始批评攻击这些精神科医生，告诉他们说你们是那么的邪恶，你们是那么的坏。
Now, at that time, there was a man named Dr. Spitzer.
当时有一个医生名叫做 Dr. Spitzer.
And he was considering the leading authority on homosexuality in America.
他在美国可以说是有权威的带领来讨论什么是同性恋。
And so he wrote a letter to all the psychiatrists in this association.
然后他就写一封信给这个精神科医这个组织的这个所有的医生们。
And he said, you know, we need to stop considering this is a mental illness because they're born that way. It's natural.
然后他就写说，我们不要再去把他们当作是精神上有问题，其实他们就是出生来就有问题了。
And so he persuaded them to change it and take it away so that it's no longer mental illness.
然后这个医生呢，就想办法来说服所有其他的精神科的医生说，这个不是精神问题，而是他们天生就是这样。
And so then the new idea is that people are born that way, it comes naturally.
他们就因为这样，人就开始，所以这些医学界开始说，这是人，天然人生下来就是这样的啦。
Okay, so some time went by, I don't know, maybe 20 years, and then the same psychiatrist totally changed his mind.
然后二十年以后，大概有二十年的话，同样的心理，这些心理学家也开始有这样的一个想法。
Dr. Spitzer, he did a study of 200 homosexuals that are converted and changed and become heterosexual.
这个 Dr. Spitzer 呢，他研究了，跟随了有将近200个这个同性恋，曾经是同性恋的，结果他们最后还是转化成为正常的一个是所谓的正常人。
And so, if even one homosexual can change and become heterosexual, then it means it's not natural. It's something you learn, and you can unlearn it.
意思就是说，假如一个同性恋者，他能够被改变成为一个就是异性婚姻的这个婚姻者，意思就是说，他们这是一种学习的一种行为，所以这是可以改变的。
And so, you know, he's the same doctor that persuaded them to take away the diagnosis as mental illness, and now he's changed his mind totally.
这个医生当年呢，他是其中，他就是建议说，这个同性恋不是精神病，而是天然生的，就是这样。但是他经过多年之后，他改变了他的说法。然后让人知道这个 这个同性恋不是天然的，是学习的。
And so then, was that accepted? Did people say, well, okay, I guess we made a mistake. You know, your authority, we accept what you said.
那你说，当他这样改变的时候，人能够接纳他说，哦，你说错了，现在你修正了，我们可以接纳你。
No, the opposite happened. There was great anger poured out on him.
但是切切相反的，人不单不赞同他所修正的一些经过试验的这么长的时间，人非常的生气他。
And he came under great attack in the press and from everywhere. People were attacking him. You know, you don't know what you're talking about.
结果在无论是社会言论，都给他很多的攻击，说你根本你不知道在说什么。
Now, there's a very important issue about homosexuality.
对同性恋来的话，有一个非常重要的一个观点。
Is it scientific to say that it's natural and they're born that way?
在科学的角度来看，他们常说这是天生的，人生下来就是这样的。
Well, in order for you to be born that way, it would have to be in your genes.
若是人生下来就是这样的话，他必须在生下来在他的染色体里面就要有。
There's no other way for it to be natural in you.You would have to have it in your genes.
没有办法，任何人生下来就是天然的，就是同性恋，他必须是在你的基因里面。
And so then, well, then they must have found a homosexual gene. Is that right?
这样的话，就我们应该要找到有一个同性恋的一个基因。
No.
但是没有。
They did a lot of research, tried, but they haven't found that homosexual gene yet.
他们经过很多的试验，经过很多的探讨，他们很多的研究，他们到现在都还没有找到有一个同性恋的基因。
But then in recent years, there's some very powerful evidence that's come out that shows that homosexuality is not genetic.
最近这些很多年来，他们就很多的研究学习里面发现到同性恋并不是属于遗传基因。
It's a learned behavior. It's not natural. It's learned.
这不是自然的，不是天然的，这是一个学习的一种行为。
Now, they have got the idea, you know, twins have identical genes.
他们在发现，假如是一个同基因的一种这个双胞胎。
Yeah, you know, the genes of one twin is exactly the same as the genes of the other twin.
这个双胞胎的基因跟另外一个双胞胎的基因是完全相同的。
And so then, if one twin is homosexual, then the other would always be homosexual.
假如其中一个双胞胎的基因是有同性恋的话，他是同性恋，另外一个应该也就是同性恋。
I mean, that's a very scientific, natural understanding.
这是一个非常科学的一种来认可。
And so then they began to do studies, bigger and more studies of identical twins.
然后他们就开始对这个同这个双胞胎这样的一个同基因的双胞胎来更多的一种学习。
Because they thought here's a powerful way to prove it's natural.
他们就想透过这个方法来证明这就是天然的。
You know, if they found 100% of the time when one twin is homosexual, the other is homosexual, then they've proved it scientifically. It's natural.
假如他们能够找到更多的证据，假如其中一个双胞胎是同性恋，另外一个也就是同性恋，他们就证明说这是天然，我们生下来就会有这种影响。
And so after a lot of studies, they found that among the women, it's only 14% when one twin lady is homosexual and the other is also homosexual.
他们后来发现到在女性方面只有14%的，假如其中一个双胞胎是同性恋，另外一个14%的可能是有会同性恋。
And then among the men, it's only 11%.
在男性方面呢，只有11%。
You know, if one twin is homosexual, then only in 11% of cases will the other twin also be homosexual.
在男性方面，若是其中一个双胞胎是同性恋，只有另外11%，另外一个双胞胎会是可能同性恋。
That was among the men.
这是在男人里面。
But then they also did a study of homosexual teenagers.
他们后来也开始去调查学习关于青少年的这一个同这个双胞胎。
And among the teenagers, they found it's even lower, only 7%.
他们发现到青少年呢，这个比例更少，只有7%-8%。
And so this is powerful evidence that homosexuality is not natural because it's not in the genes.
因为他们从这个研究里面得到一个结论，其实同性恋并不是自然的，不是从基因来的，是一个学习的一种行为。
Now this knowledge is out there. It's a common knowledge. Well, it's because not common, but this knowledge and this scientific information is out there. You know, you can find it.
这一个科学的所谓的研究的报告资料是公开的，你可以看到的。
But these kind of powerful scientific arguments are ignored.
但是人却是忽视这样的一个科学研究报告。
Because of the insanity of man.
因为人没有道德，他们思想是疯狂的。
You know, man does not love righteousness; he loves unrighteousness.
因为人不爱公义，他们爱这个邪恶的事情。
Now I want to say a number of other, I go on to the second form of mental illness.
我要来跟你们看第二种的所谓精神上的一些问题。
It's neurosis.
就是基神经功能的一种病症。
And in this kind of mental illness, your personality becomes weakened.
当我们有这样的一个病况的时候，我们的这个品格上面就开始变成很脆弱。
But you're still able to function in society and have a job and make it.
但是我们还是可以在这个社会上可以工作，可以至少能够生存。
And so people maybe they experience a lot of shame and anxiety in their life.
可能这样的人他会面对很多的羞耻，或者是有很多的焦虑。
They have a lot of fears, a lot of anger.
他们有很多的害怕，也有很多的气恼。
They have a lot of depression.
他们有很多的忧郁。
But they can still make it in life.
但是他们基本上还可以在这个社会上生存。
Then we come to the third level of insanity. That's the most serious one.
然后来到第三个阶层的，就是这种疯狂的思想不能自理的一种状况，这是最严重的一种。
And we call that psychosis.
就是这个就被称为精神病。
And in psychosis, the personality disintegrates, just breaks apart.
在这个阶段以后呢，他们的人格就已经分裂，他们就没有办法自理。
And the person is no longer able to function without help in society.
他在这个社会里面呢，就不能够来照顾自己，他必须要有人看顾他。
And they're not able to relate emotionally to other people.
他没有办法跟一般周围的人呢能够有联系沟通。
And I have seven things about this level of insanity that I want to tell you about.
我在这一个课题里面呢，我有七方面要跟你们来讲一讲关于他们这种不能自理到疯狂的一种情况。
The first one is really pretty important.
第一个非常的重要。
It's not sickness.
这个不是一种疾病。
It's weakness.
它是一种软弱。
And comes from growing up in a dysfunctional family.
因为他们生活成长从一个非常不健全的一个家庭里面。
They've been trying to treat all mental illness as something, a biological problem. It's in our gene.
他们医学上常常把这种精神的问题呢处理当作是因为在基因里面是一种生理的一种问题来处理。
And then the idea is you just give somebody the right kind of medicine and it cures the problem.
他们就一般就想我给你一些药物，然后让你吃这个药，你的病就会好了。
Well, they're not curing the problem.
但是事实上他们的病没有好。
They've come up with all kind of medicine and it's not curing the problem.
他们有很多的药物出来，但是并没有让这个病得到医治。
And people recover from insanity at about the same rate today as they did 150 years ago.
这150年来，这些人若是能够从这种疯狂不能自制的问题里面出来，的情况是一样的。
And you know, one of the problems why they're not helping more people is because they just do not understand the human being.
你这一百多年来没有改变，为什么是这样？为什么帮助他们的时候没有改变？是因为他们没有把他当作是一个人来看。
And so to understand them better, we have to understand it not as sickness, but as a behavioral problem.
当他们处理他这种状况的时候，他们不把他当作是一个病，他们只是把他当作是一种行为的问题。
We have to understand it as a great weakness that's in the soul.
我们要承认的就是这样的人呢，在他的灵里面有非常大的一种软弱。
In order to help that person, we must strengthen them and help them to change.
为了帮助这样的人，我们需要帮助他们能够改变。
There's no pill that's going to make me change.
没有任何的药物可以让人改变。
You know, that's a work of grace in the human heart.
这个心灵的医治要得到帮助呢，就是需要有恩典。
It's just like I remember being at a prayer mountain in Taiwan.
我就想到有我曾经在这个台湾的一个祷告山。
And there's a lady that brought her daughter there for me to pray for.
然后有一个母亲呢，就把她的女儿带来，要让我为她祷告。
She said, "You know, my daughter's insane."
她说我的女儿已经不能自制，有点疯狂。
And you know, I brought her to doctors and psychiatrists, and nobody can help her.
我带她到心理医生、精神医生，他们都不能够帮到我。
And when she's talking to me, the Lord gave me a revelation of the key to the problem.
当我他们跟我这样谈的时候呢，神就给我一个非常大的一个启示。
And the Lord showed me the key to the problem was that there is a broken relationship between that mom and her daughter.
神让我看到一个非常关键的一个意象，就是他和这个母亲跟这个女儿之间有一个破裂的关系。
And when that relationship was restored and healed, then she would be healed. The daughter would be healed.
若是他们两个人的关系能够复合，她的病就会好。
And so, you know, that's a behavioral problem.
这是一个非常是属于行为的一种问题。
And so I said to her, you know, God shows me that the problem is between you and your daughter.
我就告诉她说，神让我看到的是你的问题是你和女儿之间的问题。
You have a very bad relationship.
你们两个人有非常恶劣的关系。
And God wants to restore that relationship.
神要来恢复你们两个人之间的关系。
So then I lay hands on the daughter and pray for her that she would be delivered.
然后我就按手为她祷告，为这个女儿祷告，让她能够得着释放。
Of course, it takes the supernatural power of the Holy Spirit to bring deliverance.
但是当然是要有圣灵超能力的恩典来让这个释放能够成功。
You know, it takes more than an average prayer. It takes the power of God working in somebody.
要让神有他的能力来在他一个人的心里面做工。
It takes the supernatural power of God to change us.
要有神超属自然能力的这种恩典来改变一个人。
You know, we all have significant sins and character problems in our character.
你知道吗？我们在我们的人格上、性格上都有真的是许许多多的各种的罪恶。
And you know, we work hard to change ourselves, and we don't change much.
我们想做办自己许多办法来改变自己，但是我们改变的非常少。
And maybe I'm a husband. I think, well, I've changed, but the key is my wife. What does my wife think? Does she think I've really changed? You know.
我作为一个丈夫，我想我有很多改变呢，但是真正的我们要看一看，听一听太太怎么说，到底我改变了多少。
And if she says, well, you know, I haven't changed much, then it's probably true. I haven't changed much.
若是你的太太跟你说，哦，你都没有什么改变，说实在的，真的你还真的很少改变。
It takes a supernatural power of the Holy Spirit working in our lives to change us.
我们的确是需要圣灵超然的能力来在我们里面来改变我们。
We can't do it.
我们靠自己不能的。
We need help.
我们需要帮助。
That's why Jesus came into the world and he gives us grace.
为什么耶稣来这个世界上，他就是要给我们这样的恩典。
So anyway, that lady left and her daughter and I couldn't see any change.
这个母亲跟这个妈这个女儿她就离开，我没有看到什么她的改变。
And then a year later I saw this lady.
一年以后我再看到这个妈妈。
And she walked over and handed me an envelope, and there was some writing on the outside of the envelope.
然后她就走到我面前来，她给我个信封，信封上面写了很多的字。
And she gave me an offering.
这个信封里面呢是一个感恩奉献。
And then she had written her testimony on the outside of the envelope.
然后她在这个信封外面，她写她的见证。
And she said, when you pray for my daughter,
她说,
she got set free.
当你为我女儿祷告的时候，她就得着释放自由了。
And God healed their relationship.
神医治了他们两个人的关系。
And what you said was true. We had a broken relationship.
他说你所说的是对的，因为我们两个人的关系已经破裂了。
But now we have a good relationship.
但是现在我们的关系重新被建立了。
And the Lord set my daughter free.
你知道吗？神主耶稣是让我的女儿都做释放，完全的释放。
And so, you know, there are big people, big problems in people's lives who have any kind of mental illness.
你知道吗？在许多人的问题里面，有这种所谓的精神上的问题。
They need healing in their hearts.
他们需要心灵里面能够得着医治。
Let me give you the second thing that's important about psychosis.
我要让你们来看看，在这个所谓精神病里面的第二个重点。
It's not losing control of yourself.
不是这样的人，不是说他失去控制。
You know.We think that when people become insane, it means they lose control.
当我们想到一个人是疯狂不能自制的时候，他已经失去了控制。
And I strongly disagree. They do not lose control, but they're making wrong choices in their life.
我不赞同这个人是失去控制，而是因为他在他的选择决定里面常常做错误的选择。
You know, God has given us all a free will, and we have freedom to choose what we do and we don't do.
神给我们自由意志，可以选择什么是对，什么是错，什么是可以做，什么是不可以做。
And so, when we have trouble with mental illness, we are making some wrong choices and doing wrong things in our life.
所以，当我们在精神上有一些问题的时候，我们其实是做一些错误的选择和行动。
Nobody forces us to make those wrong choices.
没有人让我们勉强我们去做这些决定的。
You know, we have freedom to be the person God wants us to be.
我们是非常自由的，神创造我们，让我们自由，有自由的意志。
The third thing I want to say about psychosis.
我要再从第三方面来看所谓的精神病。
This is a very important point.
这是一个非常重要的一个点。
It's total withdrawal from all loving relationship.
就是完全的抽离人与人之间的关系。
Let me say that again, because it's really important.
我再讲一次，这是很重要的。
It's a total withdrawal from all loving relationship.
就是完全的抽离人与人之间的关系。
And that person has built a big wall around their heart.
这个人呢，就在他的心以外，能够建立一个非常大的围墙。
And they will not allow love to come in.They are not able, they will not let love go out of their heart.
这样的人他不会让爱进入他的心，他也不会让他的爱离从他的心里面出去。
And then there's a great bitterness in the human heart, in their heart.
这样的人呢，他心里面有非常大的苦毒。
And you can measure the bitterness by how serious the mental illness is.
当你怎么样来测量他的精神病呢，就是有他有多大的苦毒。
And so, as that problem with mental illness gets worse and worse, it means the problem with bitterness becomes greater and greater.
当这个人的精神病越来越恶化的时候，他的苦毒的心就越来越强，越来强烈。
When that person comes to the point that the wall is so great that no love can come in and no love can come out, then they have experienced mental illness.
当这样的一个人当他的爱在围墙在他的心的围墙有高到一个地步，就是爱不能进来也不能出去，就造成他有非常严重的精神的病。
And there's also hatred that comes into the human heart.
然后仇恨也就进入他的心中。
And you know, there's a whole lot of hatred in a whole lot of people.
你知道吗？在许多的人当中，他们心中有很多的仇恨。
Did you know that?
你们知道吗？
There is a whole lot of hatred in the world.
在这个世界上有好多好多的仇恨。
And we are not honest at all about the anger and the bitterness that's in our hearts.
很多时候我们也不能够接纳，不承认我们自己心中也有很多的仇恨。
And I'm speaking personally from my own experience.
然后我要从我自己个人的经历里面来说。
I found I have not been very honest myself with about anger and bitterness and hatred that's been in me also.
我有时候也要跟你说，我自己也对我自己都不承认，不能接纳我自己有多少的仇恨和苦毒在我心中。
Jesus said, "You'll know the truth, and the truth will set you free."
耶稣说，当你知道真理，真理就要让你得着自由。
The opposite is also true.
但是相反的也是成立。
If you reject the truth, then you will come into bondage.
但是当你拒绝真理的时候，你就会被捆绑。
And we can never get set free until we break free from those lies.
我们绝对没有办法能够从这个捆绑里面自由，除非我们从这个欺骗谎言里面出来。
And especially we must be honest about bitterness and anger and hatred that's hiding in our heart.
我们真的必须要承认，在这个苦毒仇恨在深藏在我们心里面。
Because if we're not honest about it, we cannot get set free.
当我们没有办法来承认接受这个事实的时候，我们就不能够得着释放。
That's what Jesus said.
这是耶稣说的。
He said, you'll know the truth and then it will set you free.
耶稣说，当你知道认识真理，真理就让你得着自由。
But then when we reject truth about ourselves, then we can't get healed and set free.
当我们抗拒真理的时候，我们就不能够得着自由释放。
And the more deception,that we allow to come in our heart, then the greater our bondage becomes.
当我们让更多的欺骗谎言进入我们心中的时候，我们心中就有面对着更大更大的捆绑。
And there's a powerful attack against all loving relationship in the world today.
对人与人之间，人类的人际关系里面最大最大的攻击是什么呢？
What is the thing that destroys loving relationship?
什么东西来破坏了人类相彼此相爱的关系呢？
It's sin.
就是罪。
It's sin.
是罪。
And so then we know, as more and more sin comes into our culture and our lives, then there's less and less love.
你知道吗？当罪进入了我们的文化，进入了我们的家庭，我们越来越爱就越来越少。
And so then, that's what's happening in all of North America. Love's going away. We're losing more and more love.
你知道吗？在北美洲，因为这样的事情发生，彼此之间的相爱，爱就越来越少，就远离我们。
It's not only affecting family relationship, it's really affecting every kind of relationship.
它不但影响了家庭的关系，它其实影响了所有任何人一种人际的关系。
Let's go down to the fourth point I have about psychosis.
让我们来看精神这种精神病的一种第四种方面。
It's a total loss of all hope.
就是对所有的一种希望都成为了绝望。
You know, in the Bible, it says there's three great principles, faith, hope, and love.
就是我们圣经里面看到一个很大的原则，就是信望爱。
And so we talk a lot about faith and love, but we don't consider hope much.
我们讲很多的信，还有爱，很少讲到盼望。
But hope is a really important thing that keeps us going through life.
但是盼望却是带动我们能够往前走的一个非常重要的一个动力。
What happens when we lose all our hope and we have despair?
你想，若是我们没有希望了，我们所看到的都是消极颓丧的。
Well, then we fall into terrible depression.
我们就会跌进非常大的忧郁里面。
And we cannot come out of that depression until we find hope again.
若是我们没有找到希望，我们就没有办法离开这个忧郁。
And so these people, they lose hope in their future.
很多人他对将来没有希望。
They lose hope in their relationships.
他们对人际关系没有希望。
They lose hope in their ability.
他们对自己的能力感到绝望。
And they fall into despair and grief.
他们就开始很忧郁，甚至变成一种 哀伤。
And so, you know, God is a God of all hope.
你知道吗？神是带给我们最大盼望的神。
What is hope? How can I define hope?
什么是希望？我们怎么来定义这个希望呢？
I define it as an expectation of good.
我给它定义就是对好有一个期望。
And when we lose hope, it's the opposite. We have expectation of evil, bad things.
刚相反的定义就是我们期望不好邪恶的事情坏的事情发生。
And we know, you know, we're under constant attack by the devil.
你知道吗？我们不停的不停的接受到撒旦给我们的攻击。
You know, he wants to rob us, to take away the hope we have.
撒旦要把我们心中这些希望都拿走。
And when he's successful, then we fall down and we experience depression.
当撒旦把这种希望从我们心中拿走的时候，我们就整个人崩溃，我们就进入了忧郁。
But God wants us to know he's a good God.
但是我们的神是一个美好的神。
He loves us.
他爱我们。
He cares about us.
他关心我们。
And he's continually with us.
他不断地与我们同在。
And many times we get in trouble and problems and we say, it's impossible.
当我们面对到困难问题的时候，我们常会说，这是不可能的。
You know, there's no way out of this problem.
我没有办法从这个问题出来了。
But Jesus said, you know, with man, it can be impossible.
但是耶稣说，对人来说是不可能的。
But with God, all things are possible.
但是在神里面，凡事都能。
There's no limitation in God.
在神里面是没有限制的。
We focus too much on ourselves.
很多时候我们太过于关注我们自己。
We focus too much on our own limitations and our weakness.
我们放太关注于我们自己的能力还有我们的软弱。
God wants us to stop looking at that other person.
神要让我们停止来看其他的人。
That has all those problems.
他们有很多的问题。
God wants us to stop looking at ourselves and all our problems.
神也要让我们停止看我们自己很多的问题。
God wants us to look to Him.
神要我们呢是注目在看他。
And He has the answer.
只有神有答案。
And He wants us to have hope.
神要我们有盼望。
He is the God of all hope.
神是所有盼望的盼望。
Let's go to the fifth thing about psychosis that I have.
我们要从第五点来看精神病的一些现象。
It's also extreme withdrawal from the real world.
这样的人呢，也是完全的从这个现实的生活里面抽离。
And then we turn inwards, we focus on ourselves.
然后这样的人呢，就专注在他自己身上。
And so the world out here no longer is real, it's the world inside of me that is real.
在周超身边的这些世界呢，都不实在，不现实，只有他专注在他自己。
And then we give up on the world, we stop trying to work and be productive.
然后他对这个世界失望，他就不再工作，他就不再有任何的工作的效力。
We stop trying to build any kind of relationship with somebody.
然后就停止跟任何人来建立人际关系。
And many people create a fantasy world in their mind.
有这样的人呢，就开始产生了很多幻觉在他自己的世界里面。
And many people go backwards into their childhood.
有很多人呢，就从他的生命里面呢，恢复到好像他在儿童的时代。
Instead of maturing and becoming an adult, they do the opposite. They turn back into a child.
他应该是已经是一个成人，但是因为这种精神病的情况，他就把自己当作是一个儿童的一个状况。
And then, of course, they have to have somebody else take care of them.
所以在这样的情况里面，他就需要人来照顾他了。
It's like I heard something sad about Japan.
我听到关于一些非常伤心难过的事情，关于日本。
They have around 1 million children that will refuse to go out of their rooms. They always stay in their own bedroom.
我只听到的就是有超过百万的孩子，特别是儿童，他们不愿意离开他们的房间，就是长期留在他们自己的睡房里面。
And I think they have a name for them. I don't know the name.
他们有一个特有的名词来称呼这样的一群人。
But these children, they don't even communicate with their parents. They just stay all the time in that one room.
这样的孩子呢，他也不跟父母亲沟通，他们天天就是把他们关在这个房间里面。
And they refuse to go outside anywhere and do anything.
他们也不愿意到外头去跟人接触。甚至也拒绝做任何的事情。
Well, that's mental illness.
其实这就是一种精神病了。
And then my sixth point.
第六点。
It's an extreme denial of personal responsibility.
是一种极度的否定周遭身边任何事情的一种性格。
You know, they say I have no responsibility for anything.
他们会说我对任何事情我都没有责任的。
And then the seventh thing, the last point I have,
然后第七点呢?
It leads to a decline, a degeneration in our physical condition.
然后就会开始在身体上，在情绪上开始有很多的衰退。
And it can lead to violence. Violence, we can attack another person.
他这种行为呢会转换，甚至某一种程度转换成为暴力，会攻击其他的人。
In our own behavior, we can be very reckless, very careless.
在这样的人呢，他们的行为会变成非常的烦躁，非常的不耐烦。
Many times people are suicidal; they want to die.
然后在这一群人里面呢，他们会有自杀倾向，他们不想活了。
Well, because they're dead inside.
因为他们里面都已经死亡了。
You know, on the outside, they're still alive.
在外表上他们是活的。
But inside, their soul has died.
但是他里面他的灵魂已经死了。
And so then, you know, when we die on the inside, then we have no longer reason or purpose to live.
当一个人他内在已经死了，他真的是最外在所要没有觉得没有意义在活。
And then there's a lot of anger and bitterness and hatred.
然后当然在这样的人心中他有很多的苦毒，他有很多的仇恨。
It's just like I remember I was counseling a young man had mental illness.
我记得很多，我曾经辅导过一个有精神病的一个青少年人。
And the Holy Spirit showed me the key to his problem.
然后圣灵就启示我，让我看到这个问题的关键。
The Lord showed me he hated his mom.
也圣灵让我看到这个少年人非常恨恶他的妈妈，
and wanted to kill her.
甚至要想把妈妈杀了。
He had murder in his heart.
在他心中他有一个谋杀的灵。
And so I talked to him to see if that was true, and it was true.
然后我就跟他谈，要印证这个事情是真的吗？他承认是真的。
And so of course he could not get set free until he was able to forgive his mom.
当然他没有办法能够得到释放，直到他能够饶恕他的妈妈。
And then he would have to confess his sin to God.
当然他也要向神承认他的罪。
And so that brings me down to the end of my talk about the fallen nature of man.
在这边我们就来到结束，在关于讲到这个人堕落的人。
You know, my purpose is to turn you all into counselors.
我的目的就是让希望能够让每一个人在这里听到这些信息的时候，帮助你们都能够成为一个小小的辅导者。
Every one of you.
每一个人。
And you don't have to become a more professional counselor like my wife and I, but everybody can help somebody.
你们不需要像我跟我妻子这样成为一个专业的辅导者，但是你们每个人都可以成为一个小小的辅导者，可以帮助你周遭身边的每一个人。
God wants to use you.
神要用你们。
You.
你。
Not your neighbor. Well, he wants to use your neighbor too.
神不单是要用你，你的旁的周围的人，神也要用他们。
That means we have to be willing to get personally involved in the troubles of other people.
当我们愿意这样做的时候，意思就是说，我们要能够愿意接触到、关怀旁边人这些困难的问题。
And we don't like doing that.
很多时候我们很不愿意这样做。
You know, we say, well, I got too many of my own problems.
我们常会说我自己的问题就够多了。
And I'm going through a lot of suffering in my life.
我自己都已经受很多的罪了。You
know, why should I get involved in another person's suffering?
我为什么要去管其他人生问题的这些困难？
Well, because that's what Jesus wants you to do.
你知道吗？耶稣就是要你这样做。
And the world needs help.
这个世界要很多的帮助。
The world is in big trouble.
这个世界有很多很多的麻烦。
No, it's not a little trouble.
不是小的麻烦。
You know, we have an animal, the ostrich. When it gets afraid, it buries its head in the sand.
我们有一种鸟叫做鸵鸟，当它们面对困难的时候呢，它就把它的头把它埋在那个沙堆里面。
No, don't tell me these things. I don't want to know what's happening.
你会说不要告诉我这些问题，我不想知道，我不想听。
Just let me go on and live my life by myself, you know.
拜托你就让我自己过我自己的生活就好了。
Well, I'm sorry, you can't do that.
但是我要告诉你，对不起，你不能这样做。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Heavenly Father, you're speaking to us.
谢谢天父，你对我们讲话。
And, you know, here in Canada and America, we're in big trouble right now.
主啊，我们在加拿大，在美国，我们正是面对着极大的麻烦。
There's a great crisis upon us.
在这个地方有很大的危机。
It's not getting better.
这个问题没有改善。
It's just getting worse and worse.
而且问题是越来越严重。
And you're calling us.
而且你这时候在呼召我们。
You know, we're part of your army.
你呼召我们成为你一大群的一个军队。
Every one of us is a soldier in that army.
你让我们能够每一个人都成为这一大军队里面的一个士兵。
Help us to understand the times in which we live.
帮助我们活在这个世代，我们能够明白这个需要。
And then help us to say yes to you and get involved helping other people.
让我们能够回应你给我们这样的一个呼召。
And if we will do that as a church,
让我们能够教会整体总动员呢，也能够这样做。
You will mightily bless this church.
愿你大大的来赐福这个教会。
And we shall experience great revival.
我们将要面对的很大很大的复兴。
Lord, help us to do these things.
主啊，帮助我们能够做这样的事情。
In Jesus' name, I pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Okay.